wondering why your cat keeps scratching you and the furniture? Why don't you ask him? Or you could consult with an animal communicator. Kirsten Di Gerardo says she can talk with all kinds of animals using intuition and meditation techniques. I tagged along with her on a visit to the stable where she keeps her horse in Canton Vaud.
Robbie! Robbie!
Which one is she?
The one here on the outside.
Ah, okay.
The one who lifted her head.
In addition to her 16-year-old horse, Kirsten has a 3-year-old dog. Today, the two pets get along well, but only after an animal communicator helped Kirsten understand why her dog was behaving badly. The experience inspired Kirsten to change careers and focus on the secret feelings of the animal world. This is how she does it.
Most of the time I work with pictures because people really contact me from everywhere around the world. There are no boundaries in terms of languages or countries. You need some preparation. So you need to have an empty, clear mind. And I mainly do that through meditation. And once you're ready for that, you can actually start to communicate with an animal. What you do as well is you present yourself first to the animal and explain the purpose of the conversation and then see if the animal has time or not. You know, you're really like an interpreter in between the human and the animal, and they're happy. I mean, I really never had a bad experience with an animal. They're all happy. Some are shy, so you need to be a bit, you just need to have a bit more time. But most of the time they're very straightforward and they invite you in, let's say, their world as well. And they're very open, yes.
And which animals would you say are the most open? Is there a particular kind of animal or breed or, you know, wild or domestic?
No, I don't think there is any specific animal which are open or not. I mean, I worked with so many different kinds of animals, with dogs, with horses. I was working with chipmunks, even with cats, of course. And I was working with birds as well, wild birds as well, which were found on the street. And there is really no difference. I mean, every animal, it's like humans. Some are a bit more open, some are a bit more closed. So you just need to get the right feeling for them.
Now, chipmunks, what did you have to do with chipmunks?
Yeah, that was actually a funny story because it was just to see how the animal is. Is it happy? Does it need anything else? And that little chipmunk, he showed me around in his cage. So when I contacted him, I could explain exactly how does the living room look like from his point of view, so I could describe the color of the furniture and everything. And he showed me all his toys, and his wish actually was just, he had a little blue ball which the owner filled with his favorite seeds. And I think she didn't do it that often. So the little chipmunk just wanted to have that the owner fills up this little blue bowl, which is a toy for him, more often with the seeds. So I passed the information on to the owner, and the little chipmunk really, he was so happy because I think now every second day or so he gets his extra seed portion.
Oh, sweet. So, yeah. You say that you know, he said or he felt. Do you actually hear a voice? And if so, do the animals seem to have different voices? Or is it more a feeling or a sense that you get?
Well, animal communication, it's always a two-way communication as well, like we have. So what I do is when I contact an animal, I submit words together with images and feelings to the animal, but very straightforward. So straightforward, simple questions. And the animal replies to me in the same way, meaning I see like a film playing in front of my eyes, and I have words in my head which are just there. And I kind of get the feeling, how does the animal feel? Does it feel sad, or is it happy, or does it have pain somewhere?
What are some common problems that you see in your practice?
Mm-hmm. One of the major issues is actually that a lot of pet owners, they don't know what their animal really needs. So they think the training they give to the animal is something they like, but it could be that the animal doesn't like it, or that the lifestyle the people live, that the animal also just doesn't like it. And this can result to a lot of behavior issues and to health issues in the end as well, because there is a point where the animal just can't take it any longer. A pet is also something that lives. You cannot just buy something as a toy.
That was animal communicator Kirsten DiGerardo, with her dog Nano adding his 2 cents worth. He really did bark at that moment, but I suspect it had more to do with another dog than it did with the topic. You can read the whole story on our website at swissinfo.ch.